Back now with Day to Day and a pathetically cheap attempt at audience building on the part of our show, a story about a golden retriever mom dog nursing a pack of white tiger cubs. Allie Harvey joins us on the phone from the Safari Zoological Park in southeast Kansas. Allie, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got pictures at npr.org of a golden retriever nursing your white tiger cubs. What happened?
Yes, sir. Well, our mama white tiger had babies Sunday evening, about 7 p.m., and she nursed them through the night, and sometime during the midday, she abandoned them in the middle of their habitat. I had previously got my golden retrievers for this particular reason. I had seen it on Animal Planet several years back that several zoos were using golden retrievers and labs for surrogate mothers.
Surrogate mothers for tigers?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the nurturing part, you have to stimulate them to use the restroom and different things like that. And the dogs are very nurturing, and they lick them and clean them and do that type of thing.
Your golden retriever must have just had a litter of her own pups, right?
Yes, she did. They're 4.5 weeks now.
4.5 weeks, they wouldn't be quite done nursing either, would they?
Well, they're not quite, but she only had two puppies, and she could have as many as 10. So she's got plenty of room and lots of milk to offer, and the little puppies are actually look like little black bears. They're just chubby chunks.
Oh, the listeners are going to hate those pictures. Well, let's get on to
chubby chunky puppies.
Let's get on to these white tiger cubs there, because they don't look like black bears. They look like actual white tigers nursing at a golden retriever. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
So you run the zoological park there in Kansas.
Yes.
And I guess, actually, you'd been running into some hard times.
Yes. Outside of Caney, Kansas is not the prime location to have a zoological park. Actually, my husband founded the park about 20 years ago. And it has just kind of grown from that. And so location wasn't an issue way back then, but it is certainly now with the gas prices. It does not have a lot of traffic.
Well, it does now, because
yes,
this picture's gotten out and people, the Today Show's been there, and here's NPR calling you. And
yes, we're very thankful. And yeah, we do feel like we have a lot to offer, and it's very educational, very entertaining. We call it the People's Zoo because it's all of us working together to help save endangered species, and that's what we're all about. So this is really a blessing.
How long can you go on with your golden retriever nursing these tiger cubs?
You know, I'm only going to let her nurse them about 2 weeks. This is just a crucial point when these babies are very, very small,
yeah,
and they need to eat through the night.
Yeah.
In about 2 weeks, I'll be able to take them and start bottle feeding them myself, and that way I might only have to get up maybe once. Not, you know, every 2 hours. That's what I would have to do had my golden retriever not been lactating.
Allie Harvey and her husband Tom run the Safari Zoological Park in southeast Kansas. Allie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
And good luck with the litter.
Thank you.